The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor.
You remind me that money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
On ESPN 1300 AM and 92.5 FM.
ESPN Radio, 92.5 and 1300. It is the Bottom Line with Brad Taylor. Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Good afternoon and welcome to this post-July 4th first edition, the July 6th edition of the Bottom Line with Brad Taylor. Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Streaming live on YouTube. If you want to see me in a Dunder Mifflin t-shirt, with my good friend, Ted the Gambling Cat, behind me. With our sports ticker and our little dry erase board. Yeah, tune in to YouTube right now. We're streaming. Just go search ESPN Radio 1300 Lexington. You will find us, and you will see us all in our glory as we're just sitting here in the shed, just trying to get our little thing done here as we try to every day here on ESPN Radio, try to pick some winners, and we hope you are too. We hope you had a good 4th of July as we are going live now on YouTube. Make sure to check us out, ESPN Radio Lexington. But you can text us live, 859-381-1313. What kind of winners did you have over the weekend? We have a big weekend coming up. Well, a big week coming up in the world of World Cup soccer. Can you believe it? The soccer is getting crazy, and what a humongous game we have tonight. The USA, whether it's by hook or by crook, have their best player back. I wonder how that happened. Who cares? Don't tell me about the labor pains. Just show me the baby. The United States will be playing Belgium tonight, and our soccer expert. I saw people over the weekend, and what were they telling me? Hey, Brad, when's your new book coming out? Hey, Brad, you got any new systems this year for college football, college basketball? No. What about that World Cup soccer guy you have on every day? Sean C., he will be joining us later in the show. He has carved out his niche. And yes, he is kicking you-know-what here in the World Cup, including that Holland guy becoming the Golden Boot Award winner. Boy, he's on his way. If he gets another couple goals and lasts another couple games, you're talking about big odds there for that one. We'll talk to him. What does he think about the United States tonight in their World Cup game? And is it right that the guy is playing that shouldn't have been playing? And should we go ahead and bet the World Cup and bet the Americans? Because you could find them at plus money to win this game in 90 minutes regulation time. How are we playing this? We'll ask Sean how he plays it. And, of course, his best bets in terms of goals, anytime goals, BTTS, both teams to score. There's three games. There's another one that starts at 3 o'clock this afternoon, too. Portugal and Spain, and then there's one that starts at noon tomorrow. So we have three World Cup soccer games, and Sean hopefully will get us some profits in these games. So we will talk to him later in the show. 859-381-1313. Of course, our picks in the world of Major League Baseball tonight. Only 8 games to choose from. One of them is about to start right now, but we have some picks tonight. Some sides, some totals. Tonight there's a lot of big favorites. Is there any big dogs that we like? I don't know. But we're going to take a couple of sides and a couple of dogs here tonight, including a big game tonight in Florida. Not the Marlins. Yankees Rays. Do we dare go against Schlittler tonight? We'll talk about that game, and we'll talk about some others that we like, including a big one in the National League Central. We'll talk about those games. 859-381-1313. And, of course, we'll go over one of our greatest wins in sports gambling this summer, the hot dog eating contest. I don't know anything about it, but I just followed the markets, and they couldn't have been more correct. We'll talk about how to not know anything about sports and yet still be able to figure out where the sharp money's going and which side's the right side. 859-381-1313. Follow us on the social medias at BottomLineLex. Email us, BottomLineLex@gmail.com. A lot of people around here have nothing to talk about this time of year except their favorite drive-through restaurants, fast food, and what's your favorite 90s song or stuff like that. We're still trying to pick winners. Although next week, It is our self-imposed vacation. During the Major League Baseball All-Star break, that's the only week all year where I'm like, uh-uh, I ain't doing the betting thing because that's the days when I kind of relax and get the book done, the next book, get it done. And, of course, get ready for these college football and college basketball seasons. We say it all the time. Bets you win in the fall and the winter, you win them in the summer, getting ready. That's what we do. That's what All-Star Break is about for us. We'll talk about the College of Football gambling knowledge when we get back. Some great systems. I spent a lot of this weekend going over some college football betting systems. The research does pay off, let's hope, this coming year, including our favorite conference to bet this year. And it may not be the one you think. It's not the SEC. We'll talk about that down the road. All this and much, much more coming up today. We thank you for joining us on this big NMT. Is it NMT? Men's National Team. MNT. It's the soccer team. Big day for them. But if you're looking for a big way to get paid off, just go to our friends at CircaSports.com. The Circa Sports Kentucky app. The highest limits, the lowest holds, the best customer service. If you get on their app right now, I can promise you, you'll have all kinds of options for all three soccer games, two today and the one before we come on the air tomorrow. You will not be left out. You'll not get shut out, as the good old boys at the Red Mile used to tell us way back when. Don't get shut out. Uh-huh. We didn't. It was, much to our chagrin, we didn't. But our friends at Circa have everything you want. Just compare the money lines, compare the odds with them and all the other square books here, and I can promise you, you'll come back to Circa time and time again. By the way, kids, today is July the 6th. In 8 days, the age limit for making legal bets on Kentucky apps sporting events will change from 18 to 21. So if you're under the age of 21 today, enjoy. Because if you're under the age of 21 on July the 14th, you got to find another way to do it because you must be 18 or older, kids. And of course, today's also July 6th. First day of school is right around the corner. Did I say that out loud? If you have a problem gambling, of course, call 1-800-426-2537. All this and much, much more coming up. But first, John Cusack. Over the weekend, the Reds and the Orioles. Well, is it a rematch of the 1970 World Series? I don't think so. Brooks Robinson would have something to say about that. You talk about all the highlights. Boy, how did the Reds not beat out some of those grounders to third base in those games? That's another story for another day. But in a rematch of the 1970 World Series, the Reds finally get a win on Sunday by a score of 3-2, a hotly contested battle in which we saw the return of their closer, Emilio Pagan. How good did he look yesterday? Not good. One inning. He did allow an earned run. He walked two. He threw 32 pitches. His ERA goes up to 6.46. But nobody cares. He got the save. His first save opportunity since May the 7th. So basically, he had 2 months to kind of wager between going for a save and not going for a save. Yet the Reds in the interim barely found anybody to turn saves. They have how many people on this team now? They have 11 guys, do the Reds, that have a save for the season. As crazy as that sounds, some of them are not even in the organization any longer. A couple of them. So, yeah, it's something where you look at it and say, if Pagan's not closing for this team, I don't know who is. But then again, if you're the Reds, do you really think that you'll need to be closing a lot of games as we get through the season? Because the first five innings yesterday, they didn't have a hit until a home run in the bottom of the fifth from Spencer Steer. Nick Lodolo, six innings, one earned run in 97 pitches. Yeah. So he had a shutout going into the sixth. Of course, that didn't last. But the Reds win. And the Reds, of course, one run allowed in the three starts from the games that they had with the Orioles. Their offense, just not very good in these three games. And it's not like they're playing the 90s Atlanta Braves, that starting rotation. They're playing the Orioles. Sal Stewart, another big RBI yesterday. We'll talk about him in a minute. The bullpen for the Reds, once again, feast or famine. Yesterday, it was almost famine. But somehow, T.J. Antone, once again, getting used way too much for a guy that's had three Tommy John surgeries in 5 years. So the Reds win. And, yes, we saw the All-Stars announced over the weekend, and the Reds, for being a losing team somehow, had two All-Stars. Chase Burns, very well-deserved, and Sal Stewart, who basically got in because who else do they have at third base? Do you know the starting third baseman for the National League this year? Max Muncy. Wait, I was once compared to Max Muncy. I shouldn't talk about that on the air, but Max Muncy, your starting third baseman. Sal Stewart's the backup. He plays first base, third base, whatever. The Sal Stewart election to the All-Star game means he is the seventh rookie ever to make the All-Star game. Can you name the last two? Scott Williamson in 1999. He was, you talk about a guy that year, first 4 months of the season, he was as good as any relief pitcher in the league that year. Go look at his numbers. Kind of faded a little bit down the stretch. And Jack McKeon, who had no rhyme or reason for how he was used, I don't want to say he ruined this kid, but after that, it was tough to find Scott Williamson being good. And the only rookie before that was Chris Sabo in 1988. Go figure. So the Reds have another rookie in the All-Star game. Two players in the All-Star game. Of course, Sal Stewart leads all rookies in home runs, RBIs, and he was the National League Rookie of the Month for the month of April. That got him in this All-Star game. So come next Tuesday night when I'm on vacation, not paying attention to anything sports-related for 4 days, guess what? You'll be able to say not one, but two Reds going to the play in the All-Star game this week. And, of course, over the weekend, we also heard that Will Benson, a guy that we have talked about quite a bit on this show, well, he was finally given his walking papers. And when I say given his walking papers, he is a 28-year-old player now, and he was with the Reds for 4 years. 1 year you can consider it a good year, the first year, 2023. But since then, it has been awful. And it's not like he didn't get a chance with the Reds. He played in 377 games and got 956 at-bats. His OPS plus 95, not terrible, but not great. His batting average, 223. And in the last 3 years he was with the Reds, his batting average was exactly 200 on a very nice 669 at-bats. Will Benson might be a good guy, but he's not a good baseball player. At least he wasn't given the chance to be. And when he was, it wasn't very good. So Will Benson, I'm sure somebody will pick him up in the next few days. But right now, the Reds are who they are. And the Reds, you know, we talk about magic numbers, and the little ticker over my head is going to tell you about magic numbers for the Reds. But right now, the odds makers are telling you a story. The Reds are currently 14 and a half games out of the division race. Oh, big deal. Who cares? The wild card race. The Reds are 7 games out, but there are also 6 teams between them and the final wild card spot. The only teams with worse lots in the wild card than the Reds are the Giants, Mets, and Rockies. And the odds reflect as such because right now, just to make the playoffs, and we talk about these odds a lot, the Reds to win their division, 130-1. Sometimes when I talk about Reds and coming back in divisions, I go all the way back to 1979, when the Reds were 10 games behind the Houston Astros on July the 4th. Of course, that was when you had 6-team divisions. That was when the Astros and the Reds were in the same division. But back then, yeah, it was kind of different, especially when you're the Reds. But right now, just to make the playoffs, the Reds are in a spot where maybe you can refer to our old friend, John Cusack. And you're going to say, what has John Cusack got to do with anything? One of my favorite movies ever was one that he did called Better Off Dead, when he had a French foreign exchange student that lived behind the lived across the street from him, and he fixed up a car, and he's going skiing. $2. I want my $2. But one movie that he did in the 80s was called The Sure Thing. And that movie was with Daphne Zuniga and Nicolette Sheridan, who did Leif Garrett very badly. Go look it up. But in that movie, The Sure Thing, John Cusack traveled all across the country on winter vacation over Christmas so he could meet up with Nicolette Sheridan. But in the meantime, he had to share a ride with Daphne Zuniga, And of course, we know what happened. Those two fell for it. But dumb move by John Cusack. But the name of the movie was called The Sure Thing. Because all he had to do was get out to California and go get with Nicolette Sheridan. That's the right move. But in this one, how can the Reds be compared to that movie? Because the name of that was The Sure Thing. And in this one, the Reds have to be a sure thing not to make the playoffs, right? The odds currently for the Reds to make the playoffs, just to qualify, 15-1 are the Reds for a yes, no, minus 5,000. How would you like to make $100, Reds Nation? I've got it. No, this is not some Kirk Risa type of thing either. I've got a real kind of scheme for you to make some money. No is minus 5,000. You want a sure thing? I'm going to help you make $100, Reds Nation. All you got to do is put up $5,000. Easy money, right? And then come October, probably the first week of October, about 3 months from now, I'll give you $5,100. Well, maybe not me personally, but the books will. There you go. You want some easy money. You want a sure thing? Minus 5,000. Put up your $5,000 on the Reds not to make the playoffs. And when the playoffs start and the Reds are not in them, you'll get your $5,000 back plus another $100. The sure thing. Easy money, right, Reds Nation? How can you go wrong? Not going to lie. I wouldn't make that bet either. To put up $5,000 over 3 months to win $100, is there some kind of CD or something that I can get better money on? Probably so. We talk about the story all the time of the guy who was getting a divorce out in Las Vegas about 10 years ago when the Warriors were really good. They were minus 670,000 just to make the playoffs. And he put all his money on them. He put six figures on them just to make the playoffs. Why? Because, yeah, nobody made that bet. You had to put up $1 million just to win a dollar, basically. But he's going through a divorce. And that was his investment. That way he could hide it from his soon-to-be ex-wife going through all the divorce. You get half this, you get half that. Uh-huh. As soon as that divorce is finalized and the Warriors make the playoffs, look at here. I got my $600,000 ticket. That's a great story, but we'll talk about that during NBA playoff season next year. But the Reds are a sure thing, right? Not to make the playoffs. Why wouldn't you put up $5,000 to get back $5,100? That's a sure thing, to say the least. And if you look at the Reds, yeah, are they buyers or sellers this trade deadline? If you go back just 3 years ago today, the Reds were 10 games over 500. And they were in first place in the National League Central 3 years ago today. And all you have to do is go since then, it's been ugly. And this year, they don't walk. They're 24th in the league in walks. They must hit for average. No, they're 29th in the league in batting average. They're not very good. And even that, oh, let's get some of these injured players back. Let's get Emilio Pagan back. Oh, great. Well, he didn't look good yesterday, did he? Let's get Hunter Green back. Yeah, he didn't look very good on Friday against the Orioles either, did he? Or on Saturday, excuse me. 3 1/3 innings, 8 runs allowed in 89 pitches. Guess what? Hunter Green gets to face the Cubs on Friday. Wonder how long that'll last. So the Reds should be sellers. But as we all know by how this organization is run, anything could be happening with this Reds team. So yeah, the Reds should be sellers. But I got a sure thing for you. If you honestly have watched this team and have just followed the numbers like I have, and honestly think this team could make the playoffs in any way, shape, or form, it ain't happening. And if you think a sure thing is laying $5,000 to make $5,100 in 3 months, that is a sure thing too. John Cusack wouldn't have it any other way. Give me my $2. That's the bottom line here on ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. One of my favorite movies, Better Off Dead. Not The Sure Thing, Better Off Dead was a good one. Also, we saw that Chase Burns made the All-Star team as well. He is the youngest All-Star pitcher for the Reds since Mike Lacoste. You remember him? He was a redhead, I think. He had curly red hair. Didn't last very long for him with Cincinnati. Then he went to the Giants and did some stuff. But Mike Lacoste was 23 years old in 1979. I barely remember him. That was when I first started watching baseball. But yeah. So, two kids make it for the Reds. How long will these kids be with the Reds? Because there's only a few untouchable players for the Reds. Those two, the two that made the All-Star game, and Ellie. How many more are there, to be quite honest, on this Reds team? Is there anybody that's untouchable? Don't say Matt McClain, or we'll have to have a fight right now. And, yeah, don't say Marte. Don't say a lot of these guys. Eugenio Suarez, by the way, his WAR is now 0.9. Negative. So much for that big home run season he had last year. We will follow Reds and Phillies tomorrow night from Great America Ballpark. Of course, the Phillies are right now taking on the Royals in Kansas City, and they're up 1-0 in the first inning. So you can say what you will about this these Reds, but the Phillies, since hiring Don Mattingly, have turned everything around. We'll see if that lasts this week, as Kyle Schwarber, who probably should have been a Red, is coming back to Cincinnati. We'll see how that goes over with the Reds Nation. Don't forget, we'll have this game tomorrow, Phillies and Reds, tomorrow night here on ESPN Radio. 6:40 first pitch, 7:10 first pitch, 6:40 pregame. So make sure to lock us in and rip off the knobs. But that's all fine and dandy. Coming up after the break, let's talk about what we should be talking about. Oh, you want to talk about recruiting? No. You want to talk about Kirk Creason? No. Let's talk soccer. I cannot tell you how many people this weekend came up to me and said, oh, do I want to talk Kentucky sports? No, Brad. I want to talk about soccer. Are you taking all these draws? The draws have been great. But how do we get some soccer intel? That's coming up after the break. Sean C. and his hockey or soccer picks. I keep calling them hockey. Soccer picks. He has been on fire so far this World Cup. Let's see if he can get us some more winners tonight and tomorrow. And, of course, our baseball picks coming up later in the show. That's all coming up right here on ESPN Radio, 92.5 1300.
Soccer fans have been waiting 4 years, and now it's time to bet the tournament at Circa Sports Kentucky. From money lines to totals, goals, scores to futures, Circa Sports has it all. Circa Sports isn't just sports betting, it's sports betting the way it should be. Player-friendly pricing, enhanced in-game options, and best of all, no bet fees. Whether you're looking for group winners, stage of elimination in your futures or team totals, goal scores or time for first goal, Circa Sports has you covered. Download the Circa Sports Kentucky app or visit circasports.com today.
The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor on ESPN 1300 AM and 92.5 FM.
Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Thank you for joining us on this Men at Work Monday, in which, other than soccer, I like to go under in a lot of baseball games. But who cares about baseball today? We've got maybe the biggest soccer game in the history of American USMNT, NMT, whatever it's called. And what better time to bring in our soccer expert, a man who has been on fire this World Cup. He is our soccer expert, Sean C. Sean, how are you today, sir?
Doing good. Breaking news.
Ooh.
FIFA has rejected Belgium's request for a explanation of why his red card was suspended. And he will play tonight, full around ball again.
Boy, that stinks to high heaven. If that was going against America, you don't think that this place would be going, you know what, going crazy right now just because it was, oh, everybody's against us. So, yes, it is a scheme, to say the least, here with the U.S. National men's soccer team here tonight. So, breaking news from Sean C. That little guy who was the little red card, who cares? Throw it out the window. Everybody's at full strength tonight. We'll get to the American team in just a minute. But, Sean, we've seen a lot of soccer over the last few days. Have we learned anything, big picture, big topic kind of stuff, from soccer? Have we learned anything to kind of help us make some bets going forward?
Yeah, I always bet on Erling Haaland to score multiple goals.
Very good. Very good. Now, yeah, his odds for the Golden Boot are right up there with the best now. Should we? Is it too late to get in on him, or is it somebody? Maybe is it better to go somewhere else here?
We were on him early.
Mm-hmm.
I gave you before the tournament, actually, the first week of the tournament, to take him for the Golden Boot, and he was +700, +500, somewhere around there. I am looking right now to see where he's sitting.
Well, if you're looking for the top goal scorer, yeah, he is right up there at the top.
He is currently tied. I'm just trying to see where he is in the odds for the Golden Boot.
He's 5-1 to be the top goal scorer in the entire tournament. Mbappe is first, with Messi second, and then Haaland at 5-1. That's your third choice, with Harry Kane.
That's where it's been the whole time. I think he was at 7-1 to start, so it's actually come down a little bit. Jump on that now, because they've got England up next, and I watched that England-Mexico match. I'm not sure England's anything that special.
Very nice.
I think Norway can get past them.
We will talk about that in just a second. Your guy Harry Kane, another multiple goal scorer, he's at +750. That shows you there's four real goal scorers right now, and then everybody else is 30-1 or more. But yeah, there's four guys right now really fighting it out. Mbappe, Messi, our guy Haaland, and Harry Kane. But so we've learned a little bit about these matches. Also, make sure that you kind of make your bets the right way. Goal team to advance more than team to maybe just win the first 90 minutes. I know a lot of people have complained to me of getting caught up on that, so make sure to do that, the 90 minutes versus the two advance. But let's talk about the United States and Belgium today. We look at the odds right now to advance. The Americans -125 most places. Belgium at plus money. So we look at this game, and the total here is not exactly a deal breaker. 2.5 here, with a lot of juice on the over. So a lot of people are saying going to be a lot of goals scored here compared to the other ones. Your thoughts on this game, USA and Belgium, Sean C.
Well, it's kind of a tale of two teams, differing ways of winning, differing styles. Belgium has snuck by just about every match they have. They should have lost their previous match against Senegal. They scored two goals in 3 minutes at the very end of the game to send it to extra time, and then won it on was that the match with the somewhat sketchy penalty at the end?
I think it was, yes.
Yeah, so Belgium probably should have been out in the last round, and the United States would have been playing Senegal, which is actually a good thing for the United States that Belgium got through, because I don't think they're as good as the United States right now. In the past, much better. They eliminated USA in 2014. USA, up until they beat Bosnia, hadn't beaten a European team in over 20 years in the World Cup. And USA has, with the exception of that match against Turkey, had a pretty easy run through. They've dominated Australia, they dominated Paraguay, and they played Turkey with their backup team. So and it was still only a one goal match. So I think the USA is on the ascendancy here. I think Belgium is on the decline a bit. That does not mean I'm picking the USA to win it straight up in 90 minutes. I think they may end this one in a draw. I'd put half a credit on the USA and +145. Half on the draw at +240, and then throw the USA into advance, because I think they'll take it an extra time at -126. So, yeah, you're going to get plus money either way. USA +145, draw +240, and then the USA to advance is a -126, -126, excuse me.
And you know me, I've had so much success with just blindly playing draws, especially in that first the group round. The first 72 games. But yeah, the draws have been doing good in this the knockout rounds as well. At circa +248 for the draw, USA +147 in the 90 minutes, and like you say, just to advance, USA -125. So that's how Sean C would play it. Get one unit, split it on the draw and the Americans in the first 90 minutes, and then take another unit, the USA to advance. That's how he's playing tonight's game in terms of USA and Belgium. I know a lot of people, a lot of the sharps said USA out before this tournament started, out in the round of 16. We are here in the round of 16. Are we still going to sit by that, Sean, or do we see this maybe round of 8, round of 4?
Well, I was one of the ones that said they would be out in the round of 16. I thought they would drop to Senegal. Now that Senegal didn't make it through and Belgium did, I think they beat Belgium.
Okay, so you're looking at maybe a a round of 8. Do we dare say round of 4 for this team right now? Because you can get some really serious odds on that one.
I don't think I'm willing to go that far. I'm calling up the bracket to see who they might have in the next round. I think they would have the Spain-Portugal winner.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they get past either.
Okay. So let's just hedge our 16 bet with a win tonight for the United States. And then we'll worry about next game when it comes around, if it does come around. So, any thoughts on the total here? 2.5 with a lot of juice to the over, so they're expecting a lot of goals here. Or are both teams to score prop in this one? Anything on that one?
I do like both teams to score. I don't like it at the over. I like the under. I don't think it'll go 2.5. I think this may end in a 1-1 draw, and maybe, which would mean you don't break the 2.5. Maybe the U.S. wins it in extra time, but it might go to penalty.
We've heard about Balogun and his kind of way to get the red card and get out of a red card. Plus 130 to score. Do we dare take him to score? Is there a guarantee that he's even going to start the game tonight? Would you be willing to put a little bit of plus money on him just to score one goal?
I would. I don't think there's any way he doesn't start. Okay. I don't think Mauricio Pochettino is the type of coach who would sit someone on principle if they've been cleared to play. Because, you know, it is the right call for him to be able to play. He should have never gotten the red card to begin with. Little shady how we went about getting it, but that does not affect what Pochettino does with his lineup. Balogun's in there from the beginning. And I do like him to score a goal. And I also like, from the other side, Romelu Lukaku to score a goal as well. And that'll be that 1-1 regular time draw.
So bottom line for us, Sean, 8 o'clock tonight. The big one, Belgium and the United States. What are your best bets for this game tonight?
Go with the draw. Go with the USA to advance. The draw is plus 240. The USA to advance is minus 126. Go with the under. And go with both Lukaku for Belgium and Balogun for the United States to score.
I don't know. Lukaku. It sounds like something you'd call. That's a name you would call somebody. You know, you're big Lukaku. What do you think you're doing? Yeah, exactly. So there you go, folks. Take the draw the first 90. But the USA to advance. Go under the total of 2.5 goals. And Lukaku and Balogun to score a goal, both at plus money. Those are Sean C's best bets for the United States and Belgium tonight. 8 o'clock kickoff at the first pitch there, on the pitch. So there you go. Take that to the desert and smoke it. In terms of the other games coming up, there's one that starts right at the top of the hour, right after our show, 3 o'clock, Portugal and Spain. And the current odds here in this one have Spain as a big favorite. Minus 113, the draw plus 265, and Portugal plus 322 in the 90-minute rule. How you playing this game here, Sean, with the total 2.5?
This is a neighboring country's game. Spain and Portugal. Portugal only borders Spain. Kind of little brother most of the time. However, last year in the European World Cup or whatever it's called, European Championships, Portugal beat Spain in the final. So they've drawn last blood. Spain has yet to give up a goal in this tournament. I think that streak ends tonight. I think Ronaldo may get a goal via penalty or via, you know, during live action. I do think Spain is just that much better than Portugal. I think they will get through in the end, but it is going to be a hard-fought match. Go with Spain, minus 105, if you can find it. It is out there somewhere. Ronaldo at plus 195 to score a goal. That's pretty high for him. And both teams to score, I'm going with a yes. And you're getting minus 158 on that. So it's not a great moneymaker, but it is a pride thing. I'm going to say both teams.
Pride. That's what we like here on this show. So, Sean, in the game coming up top of the hour, like Spain to win a little bit, minus 105-ish. Ronaldo to score a goal, almost 2-1, and the old BTTS, both teams to score. A little chalk there you got to lay on that, but Sean thinks it's a good bet. Okay, we got another game tomorrow, noon Eastern start. Argentina and Egypt. They're playing this game down in the A, and Argentina, a big favorite, minus 275. The draw, plus 385. Egypt is a plus 875. Argentina, a huge favorite here. Total 2.5. How do you play this one, Sean?
Well, before the tournament started, I picked Argentina to win.
Mm-hmm.
However, right now, I think they are a little bit over rated in this matchup. What they did against Cape Verde, or what Cape Verde did to Argentina, has shown that they are not invincible. Cape Verde, that match probably should have gone to penalties. It was kind of a, I don't want to say lucky goal, because I'm not sure there are any lucky goals in the World Cup, but Cape Verde had earned the right to take that match for penalties. They outplayed Argentina for a big chunk of that match and were the team that just seemed to want it more, if that means anything to you. Argentina was a little lazy in that match last time, and if they take Egypt lightly, on paper, Egypt is a better team by quite a bit than Cape Verde was. So I'm going to pick Argentina to go through. I'm going to pick them against the spread as well, -1.5. You're getting a little plus money on that. But I don't feel great about this one.
Okay.
So, and as far as an anytime goal goes, I like Mo Salah for Egypt for an anytime goal. You're getting 5-1 on him, which is absurd.
There you go. Any thoughts on the total here, 2.5?
Over.
Over, okay. So
yeah, I think it's going to be like a 2-1 match.
So for the game tomorrow at noon, he likes Argentina, does Sean. But let's lay that goal and a half, because that's a lot of chalk for a 90-minute game, Argentina -270. Masala to score a goal for Egypt. And let's go over the 2.5 goals in that one. So those are the three games.
Mo Salah. His first name is Mo.
Oh,
he's
Mo.
He's not like a chicken dish. Yeah,
Mo Salah, yes. Not confused with Larry or Curly Salah. It's Mo Salah. So make sure to get him on an anytime goal on this one. Anything else we should be looking for in the next 24 hours, Sean, with these three soccer games? You gave us a great review of the Americans, and you do like a draw in the first 90 and the United States to advance, and both the big guns for both teams, Lukaku and Balaga, to score while both teams are going under this total. Anything else you look for in this the next 24 hours in these three matches?
I think this Portugal-Spain match that's coming up at the top of the hour here, I think this is going to be a real barn burner, because they are rivalries. Two countries, while allies in the real world, don't like each other on the pitch. So Portugal just always wants to beat Spain, and Spain feels as if they owe Portugal one. So it should be a really great match, high intensity.
Sean sounds like he is really fired up for these two games today. One of them starting at 3:00, and then the United States tonight at 8:00. He likes Spain and Ronaldo to score at almost 2-1 odds, and both teams to score in that one. So that's how you get build your bankroll at 3:00, so we can get in on all the United States stuff at 8:00. Anything else, Sean? You've given us so much over the last few weeks. We're so grateful. Any other soccer stuff until we gather again tomorrow for more?
Yeah, here's something I don't like. I'm looking ahead in the schedule. Wednesday, mm-hmm. No match.
What?
Dark day in the World Cup. There's nothing happening in the World Cup on Wednesday. Don't know why. It's a strange thing, because we do still have, I guess we start the round at 8:00 on Thursday, so they're giving everybody an extra day of rest.
Who needs rest during the World Cup? No, we got all kinds of stuff. And, who cares about red cards? Just the president will go out and get them taken away. It's amazing. He is Sean C., and he's been our soccer expert. He has given us nothing but winners and sharp analysis this entire World Cup. Sean, until tomorrow, may the winners be yours. Let's get some winners tonight, though, buddy. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Brad.
Sean C. and his soccer picks. He has been great. He has given us so much soccer knowledge. I'm not going to lie. Am I a soccer expert? Not even close. That's why we have people on this show that know what they're talking about. And Sean, off the air, he's like, man, I really love picking these soccer games. And we're like, hey, keep studying and keep going for it and make us some money. That's why you're here. That's why we're here. We're all trying to pick winners. And that's what we're going to do. Coming up after the break, we'll read some text and look at some baseball games for tonight to try to pick some winners. That's all coming up here on ESPN Radio, 92.5 1300.
Soccer fans have been waiting 4 years. And now it's time to bet the tournament at Circa Sports Kentucky. From money lines to totals, goals, scores to futures, Circa Sports has it all. Circa Sports isn't just sports betting, it's sports betting the way it should be. Player-friendly pricing, enhanced in-game options, and best of all, no bet fees. Whether you're looking for group winners, stage of elimination in your futures, or team totals, goal scores, or time for first goal, Circa Sports has you covered. Download the Circa Sports Kentucky app or visit CircaSports.com today.
I'm going to take some unders. But I'd rather take a draw in the World Cup round of 16. ESPN Radio 92.5 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Our thanks to Sean C. More people have asked me about soccer in the last 2 weeks than have talked to me about soccer in the last 2 decades. That might not be an exaggeration. I don't think I've talked more soccer in the last 2 decades than I have in the last 2 weeks. It's the World Cup fever. That's why we talk about it on this show, because people are watching it and people are betting it. That's the bottom line. And if people are doing that, we need to talk about it. We need to try to get on the right sides. And that's why Sean, and that's why we're so grateful that he's given us some winners. And the draws, just blindly playing draw. When in doubt, just play the draws. That's what the numbers are telling us. You know, I'm not a soccer expert by any means, but hey, the numbers are saying the draws have been great. Let's go to the text line, 859-381-1313. The Breezy is here. And since these books are always trying to exploit us with these quote-unquote deals on parlays, you're kidding, Breezy. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, I don't get any deals on straight bets, but I get all kinds of, hey, Brad, here's a profit boost on a four-leg parlay. They know I'm not going to take that. That's why they're offering it. Anyway, Breezy goes on. It's my obligation to exploit them back when they offer the no sweats. At halftime of the Morocco game, Breezy found this offer on The Score and acted accordingly. Most no sweats tend to max at $5 or $10. That's true. But this one generously was set at $25. And Breezy thanks Sean for the picks, because he did take Morocco to win over in that game with Morocco and Norway to win at plus money. A very nice three-leg parlay, sweat-free parlay. So he got this a no-sweat parlay and did very well for himself at more than 10-to-1 odds. That's what I always say. People always say, what do you do with the free bets, Brad? Should you just take something conservative and get what you can for it? Or should you go for the crazy? For me, I go for the crazy. And that's the only time I ever do that. But if they're going to give you something like that, that you don't really have much of a chance in the first place, always go for the, go for it. That's the only time I would say, all right, play the parlay. If they're giving you a no sweat under any circumstance parlay. So Breezy did a great job in doing his, but he used Sean C's picks. Good for both of you. Breezy also says he's taking the Yankees and the Padres tonight. Those are a couple of tough games that we're looking at. And the Padres, a dog-to-favorite line move. Put a star by that one. We'll talk about those games coming up in just a moment. That's Breezy. Good job, Breezy. Way to exploit the books. I'm always rooting for the better against the books. I don't care who it is. And I don't care if it's going up against Circa. I'm rooting for the betters against the books. I'll keep hustling, Breezy. We appreciate you. Mark Sullivan also chiming in. Hey, Brad, this is Mark. Man, the Tides are still paying. Love it. Aren't they, though? Isn't it great? The Tides are still doing great. Tides in the first 90 minutes. Because I can't tell you how many people have talked to me about this, and they're still getting burned. Team to advance is a different bet than what you see on the front of the sports book, because those are the 90 minutes plus injury time. It's not necessarily team to advance, because if both teams are plus money, let's just put the same amount on both sides. I'm going to make some money somehow. Team to advance is a completely different bet. Make sure you're betting that the right way. Mark Sullivan goes on. He's going to take a tie tonight in the USA to advance, just like Sean did. I cannot go against that whatsoever. In fact, I'm going to do a little bit of that myself. Also, Mark Sullivan loved the movie Better Off Dead. How can you not like? That's an 80s movie that gets absolutely no publicity whatsoever. John Cusack. You can give me all those sappy rom-coms he did later. Better Off Dead. Give me my $2. That's the greatest movie ever. With Booger. The guy who played Booger in Revenge of the Nerds. He was in that one too. Curtis Armstrong. It's a long story. Anyway, Better Off Dead. Very good if you've got a lot of time on your hands and you're from the 80s. Mark also has been hitting on a couple of racetracks lately and having a blast right now. Hitting Saratoga this weekend. Mark Sullivan, you know this better than I do. Enjoy it while you can, because it's up and down for all of us. So keep hustling and keep doing your thing, buddy. Good luck to all. Shout out to Brace Monkey Breezy, Anthony Miss Judy, and yours truly. Same to you, Mark Sullivan. We appreciate it. We appreciate all the texts. 859-381-1313. Let's get to our picks for tonight on a short night in the world of Major League Baseball. But we do have a few picks that we like, and we'll start down in the A. Final fourth game of a four-game series between the Mets and Braves. We said before this month of July started, there were three teams we really liked to get the most wins this month if you were so kind of inclined to bet most wins for the month of July. Brewers, Braves, Boston. All three of those teams doing very well right now. Some people just put Boston was like 60-1 odds to win this month. So hopefully that'll give us a little pizza money. But the Braves are one of them, and they've started out well. First two games, the Braves won in this series. They lost yesterday. But Freddy Peralta going for the Mets tonight. What has happened to him? He was such a good pitcher, but the Brewers fell off last year. Then they traded him to the Mets, and now he's terrible. 4.81 ERA. Reynaldo Lopez, one of our favorites, 3.31 for the Braves. Braves opened this with about a minus 125. Now they're up to minus 130, and that's with money on both sides. But the sharps are definitely on the Braves here in this one. Braves are the better hitting team this year by 20 points batting average, almost 100 runs scored. Lopez at home this season, very good, 3-0, 3.19. Freddy Peralta. Last five starts, the Mets are 1-4 of those. And on the road this year, Peralta's ERA is over 6. Braves are the fifth best team in Major League Baseball, winning at home. And off a loss this year, they are 22-13. They lost yesterday. The Mets, though, they're not good. They are 18-29 on the road. And when they're a road underdog like they are tonight, they are 2-13. Second worst in Major League Baseball. Give me the Braves tonight. Sharp line move in their favor and all the semantics in their favor. Also, home favorites this year, minus 140 or less, that missed the playoffs last year. Yeah, the Braves somehow missed it. They are hitting 62% with a 12% ROI this year. Everything points Braves. Give me the Braves tonight. About a minus 130 here in this one. If you're looking to take maybe a team on the run line tonight, I wouldn't be against taking the Dodgers. Then you got to push. That line opened at minus 156. It's up to minus 235. But if you want to lay the run line at minus 1.5, you can at minus 120 on that one. But I'm not going to touch it on the money line. But yeah, the Dodgers over the Rockies. Rockies have been the best team in baseball in the month of July. Oh, by the way, it's only July 6th. So, yeah, the Dodgers on the run line would be a decent look at today. The Cardinals are playing tonight. And they are playing at home against the Brewers. That's one to look out for. Almost a dog-to-favorite line move with the Cardinals opening as a dog and now becoming the favorite. Look out for that one if it gets the Cardinals become the favorite. Be ready to jump on that one because, look, all the money line is on the Brewers here in that one. So, yeah, that's one to look out for as well. But let's go to one total that we like tonight. Let's go to the biggest game of the night down in Tampa. Cam Schlittler, favorite for the American League Cy Young. Against Jax for the Rays. And here's a game where, you kind of look at the best two teams in the American League East. You would think, right? Maybe they are. Yankees on the money line, yeah. Griffin Jax, 2.65 ERA as a starter this year. And, of course, Cam Schlittler, 2.08 ERA. 1.03 ERA on the road. And the Yankees bullpen, as much as they get a hard time, yeah, they're 3.15. Second best of a bullpen in all of Major League Baseball. I'm not going to take the Rays tonight on the money line, although I'm very dog to fave almost with the Yankees here. But I am going under the total of 7.5. Two really good pitchers, two pretty good bullpens. And yes, 70% of the money is on the over. And this number has been sitting at 7.5 basically all day. A lot of juice to the under. Some places is trying to get to the 7, but it gets pumped back up. Give me under 7.5. Yankees and Rays tonight. So our two blocks of the night in Major League Baseball. Let's lay a little chalk with the Braves at home over the Mets. Sharp line move, big time to the Braves in this one over Freddy Peralta. And let's go under the biggest game of the night. Rays and Yankees under the 7.5 with the Cy Young winner Cam Schlittler maybe holding this one down. Take those bad boys to the desert and smoke them. Here on ESPN Radio 92.5 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Coming up after the break, what did we learn on this show today? Do we have anything going on? How did Trump get that red card taken off the best American player? Huh. Who knows? We'll try to figure some other stuff out coming up next here on ESPN Radio, 92.5 1300.
Soccer fans have been waiting 4 years, and now it's time to bet the tournament at Circa Sports Kentucky. From money lines to totals, goals scores to futures, Circa Sports has it all. Circa Sports isn't just sports betting, it's sports betting the way it should be. Player-friendly pricing, enhanced in-game options, and best of all, no bet fees. Whether you're looking for group winners, stage of elimination in your futures, or team totals, goal scores, or time for first goal, Circa Sports has you covered. Download the Circa Sports Kentucky app or visit CircaSports.com today.
Oh, King, he shoots, he scores.
I lie, said he gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire.
ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Yeah, looking at the Major League scoreboard this afternoon, and yeah, Christopher Sanchez was going for the Phillies today. He of the best ERA outside of Mizorowski in the National League. Should have been an easy win for them at Kansas City, right? Uh-huh. Christopher Sanchez allowed 6 runs in the first inning. There you go. All earned. That ERA goes all the way up to 2.44. 6-1 Royals, middle of the second. We knew that. We saw that one coming, didn't we? Yeah. Phillies and under. That was an easy one. Was it? Glad I didn't bet it. What did we learn on the bottom line today? Well, we learned that the Reds are a sure thing right now, just like a John Cusack movie from the 80s. Although Better Off Dead was a much better movie. But you want to make $100, not the Kirk Creese way, but the Brad Taylor way, which may be all one and the same. We hope not, but that's, you know, another story for another day. But you give me $5,000 right now, I'll give you $5,100 come October. All the Reds have to do is not make the playoffs. Easy money, right? Uh-huh, I think it is. But just don't give me the money. Give it to the books. Let's see what they do. I still wouldn't make the bet, but still, how can you lose? It's a sure thing, right? Just like John Cusack and Nicolette Sheridan. We talked with Sean C. about the soccer picks, including the USA team tonight against Belgium. They are short favorites. Do we really take them in the first 90 minutes? If you missed his picks, which have been great so far this World Cup, make sure you tune in. Also, our friend Kyle Anderson texted in his picks today, the VP of Business Development here at LM Communications. He says he's going to take Portugal and Spain to draw at plus 264 at Circa. And he also says the USA will win 2-1 exact score. You can find that exactly 10-1 odds at Circa right now. 2-1 exact final score. That's what Kyle Anderson says, who's been good at getting correct scores in this tournament. He also says 2-0 for Argentina tomorrow. You can find that at 5-1 odds at Circa. So there you go. Kyle Anderson has checked in too with his soccer picks. He has picked exact scores. If you get one, that kind of makes up for 4 or 5 losses. So that's good for him. And he's done well in the World Cup too. Good luck to you, Kyle. And of course, our Major League Baseball picks. If you missed it, ESPNLex.com, or go download the app, or just go to YouTube. We're all over YouTube now. Thanks so much for joining us and getting your side hustle on. Don't forget, coming up today at 4 o'clock, it is Wildcat Drive with Matthew and Sean. And then tomorrow at noon, it is Alan Cutler. And yes, the Reds and the Phillies, 7:10 first pitch tomorrow night here on ESPN Radio. Thanks for joining us. And until the next time, as always, may the winners be yours. King, you don't have soccer fever? Oh, you're just waiting for football, aren't you? Thank you. Well, thank you very much.
Fever, Las Vegas.